joy! My memorial shall be a living memorial.
Memorial?
It is nearly finished by the strong, sinewy, sweating foundry workers. Oh, how mainly glad I am to see you alive.
Mr. Benevolent's cruelty had left me scarred. I had Stilton burns and a nasty cheddar graze. But the mental scars were worse. Cheese fear was driving me out of my wits.
The cheddar! The cheddar!
Luckily, help soon arrived.
Yes?
Good morning. I am an itinerant mind straightener, anti-loon doc, or dementalizer.
A psychiatrist?
Oh, that's a much better word for it. Do you have any bent minds, loons, or mentalists in need of treatment?
Why, yes, for my own mind is bent into a loony mental shape.
Then let me help you. My name is Dr. Caduceus Whackwallop.
But that makes you a cousin to the heart thrashers and stone beaters, and therefore a natural ally of Mr. Benevolence.
Gently who?
Most reassuring. But can you treat me? Can you cure me?
I will treat you more than an indulgent grandmother, and cure you better than a yummy ham. First, I must ascertain your exact mental state.
Cheese-based terrors left me constantly on edge. Any loud noise startles me.
Like this one?
Ah, yes.
My apologies. Boo!
Bah!
You're in a state which my mind-straightening German colleagues would call Spreckel meiner Herzig auf Alice Rieser Bundigen, which loosely translates as sad.
Such economy of language, the Germans.
So long as you avoid all contact with cheese, I believe I can help you. But first, you must sign this consent form.
Of course. But this is not a form. It is an A4-size slice of Emmental. Ah!
And I've made my lunchtime sandwich with paper rather than cheese. What an amusing mix-up.
It was not an auspicious start, but a visit to see my living memorial cheered me.
Is it not a handsome statue? A supple yet strong one, with needs and desires and passions.
It is. Though I do not recall ever being a cavalry officer.
You were not here, dear husband, and I needed a model.
Of course. Now, I must go home to rest.
And I must continue polishing the gigantic buttocks and loins of the statue. Oh, how shiny it shall be.
Her evident joy in it warmed my heart. And the next day, Dr. Whackwallop returned.
Mr. Ben, I brought you a gift.
Oh, it is some milk. How kind. No! This milk is off. So off it has become. Cheese! Ah!
Tell me why cheese upsets you so.
The memory is too painful.
Then let me use a technique some people call mesmerism or hypnotism, but which I call swirly-eye-mindy-mendism. Look closely at this watch on a chain as I swing it.
Ow! Why did you hit me on the head with the watch? And again!
He hit me repeatedly and rhythmically over the head with the watch, and I drifted into a dazed trance.
My head hurts.
What do you remember?
Torture, most vile. Mr. Benevolent, leering, looming, laughing. Ah, I can hear him now.
But he is not here.
And now I see him. He is here, I tell you.
A repressed traumatic image. There is no one here. I shall wave my hand vigorously through the air to prove it.
Ow!
My eye. Sorry. Now, tell me about the room you were held in.
I described it, and to my surprise, he led me down the corridor and into a room that was horribly familiar.
This is the room. But how did you recreate it so precisely?
I did not, for this is where you were held, your house cryatorium. I do hope the shock isn't too overwhelming.
I did not recognize it, for as a man I have never been inside, but to have been imprisoned in my own home, I fear my mind will break.
And we'll leave it there for today.
The revelation shattered me. I stung more than a sunburned man who has fallen into a bed of nettles and then tried to ease the pain with wasps.
How did you not realize I was in the cryatorium?
With hindsight, perhaps we should have. What with hearing you shouting, ow, ow, stop torturing me, Mr. Benevolent, someone please rescue me all the time.
Alas, dear husband, I could not hear you, for I was in the foundry supervising your memorial.
Dear brother, I wept for...